楞严什么禅修营，那是中文啊，好像也有英文的样子。
So today is a brand new topic which we're going to focus on Suragama Sutra. Previously, we have spent a lot of time talking about the awakening state of Master Shen Hui. Previously, actually, I have given retreats, meditation retreats, as well as retreats discussing theoretical aspect of Suragama Sutra. It was mostly in Chinese, perhaps in English, I can't quite recall.
我跟楞严经很有缘啊，因为我还没有接触，还没有接触华古山的时候，就接触到楞严经，都南怀瑾啊，这个居士吧哈，大德所写的什么楞严大义的样子，还有楞伽大义啊。然后吸引老和尚说要把那眼睛闭起来啊，所以在还没有出家之前，我就开始接触楞严经啊，一直到现在。
I actually have very deep affinities with the Suragama Sutra. Even before I came to know Dharmadrum Mountain and the organization, I actually have read the sutra already, first through Nan Huai Jing, a lay person who has a lot of well-known publications, his commentaries on the sutra. And then later on, I also read that Master Xu Yun actually told people that you should memorize the entire sutra. So I'm quite familiar with it already.
然后师父又在这边讲了，听说讲了快要20年的楞严经啊，那我这样一路下来，祖师的看祖师的一路哦，他们常常会引用楞严经的一些话来印证你的修行有没有错误。
师父 himself has spent over 20 years expounding on the Suragama Sutra. Also, all the past patriarchs, they often cite the Suragama Sutra, as a way to help people verify their experience.
尤其我们在修行的时候，楞严经又会提到50因魔，就是你在破什么色蕴、受蕴、想蕴、行蕴、识蕴的时候，会有10种魔，那你要懂得，等于是认识魔境啊，就能够少走冤枉路啊。
Especially in the Suragama Sutra, they talk about the 50. Deviant views in practice. It's a way to help people break through the false views you have, false attachment to the 5 aggregates, 10 each, coming up to 50. And it's a way by knowing these 50 deviant views and avoiding it will help you, will be expedient mean for you to walk on the right path.
其实你去翻开那个楞严经的50因魔啊，那你对照你所碰到的这些修行者，可能都碰不到啊，碰不到啊。
So if you
碰不到，意思就是说他们都有。
就一般人根本就碰不到那个层次。
So actually, if you open the chapter on the 50 deviant views, actually, if you compare to all the people who practice.Around you, they are not even at that state yet. So they haven't even encountered those subtle states yet.
像我自己碰到有一个很喜欢什么，很喜欢禅修者，那他妈妈往生的时候他念佛，然后。他说他有10天哦，然后晚上不用点灯，那就能够骑摩托车啊，好像就是可以就在黑暗当中能够看到东西，甚至能就从此以后他说他就看到4道哈，我们就看到2道，他看到4道。那我去换楞严经，那这就在破色蕴的当中的一个我们类似叫魔境啊。
So actually, I have met someone who is very fond of sitting meditation. And for this person, when this person's mother passed away,
男中.
He recited the Buddha's name for 10 days for her. And during that time, he said at night when he rides his motorcycle, he doesn't even have to turn on the headlight, and he will be able to see and ride safely. So I actually turned to the Surigama Sutra and the 50 state, deviant state, and it's actually one of the deviant states that's listed.
还有就是我在出家前，哎，曾经被，反正被这个东西压了，两次到三次啊，就是自己身体突然间不能动了啊，所以我就看楞严经，原来是那些众生压你的受印。
And also for me myself, I actually had the experience a couple times where I felt I couldn't move, that I was being sit on or pushed down, forced down by some sort of beings. And so again, I turned to the Surigama Sutra, and it shows that it's just other sentient beings in the other realms that had been oppressing, pressing on your sensations, the skanda of sensation.
我那个都不是楞严经的重点啊，楞严经的重点是告诉你，就是每一个人都有一个，楞严经用的叫做真心啊。那如果我们，用佛陀什么业度民心有没有？然后他做什么奇哉众生什么？皆有如来的什么智慧德性，只因什么妄想烦恼执着而不能显现，对不对？其实他其实就是如来，就是看到就体验到那一个心，其实他整个楞严经就在讲这颗心。
Having said that, actually none of those are the main focus of the Surigama Sutra.The Surigama Sutra is actually telling us that all of us have a true mind within each sentient beings. This true mind is exactly the thing that Buddha talked about when he first became enlightened. He looked at the first rising star in the night sky, and then he said, wondrous indeed, that all sentient beings have the intrinsic Buddha nature, except that we are bogged down by wandering thoughts,by vexations and attachments, but we all have the true mind within each one of us.
那这颗心，哇，一大堆的经典要解释这颗心，哇，就用了一大堆的文字啊，像那个中进录，就是永明延寿禅师，其实就在讲这颗心，他用了100卷，大概好像100万个字在形容这颗心。
What is this true mind? All the past masters and patriarchs have spent many, many, many pages trying to explain and describe the true mind. A lot of sutra has been written and talked about about the true mind. In the past, Master Yongming Yanshou, he actually has written over 1,000,000 characters to describe the true mind.
那我比较重实用哦，刚开始，我30年前应该是30多年前，刚开始看的时候，全部都看不懂，只看到一句话啊，就是楞严经后面比较后面的，就是阿难问佛啊，这个天堂地狱在哪里啊？那佛说在你心中，只有这一段看懂，其他都看不懂。
As for me personally, I tend to look for the functionality, the practical aspect of the sutras. So I have been reading it for over 30 years, and in the beginning, when I first encountered it, I really didn't understand what it's talking about, none of it. Except that only the one of the last phrases in the sutra where Ananda asked the Buddha, where is heaven and where is hell? And the Buddha answered him, it's all within your own mind. And this is the only phrase that I understood.
但是那一时候看这一个就原先是什么不信神不信鬼，我好像从此以后你讲什么我都相信。
Before I read this, I was a person who had no, I didn't believe in deities or gods or ghosts. But then after that, for some strange reason, whatever you say, I believe you.
那这个我这是蛮有道理的哈，因为之前是搞不清楚为什么我都会相信。那现在，像有一些人就会跟我讲，他说他没有亲眼看到，他不相信啊。那我就会用这个原则，然后什么，来指出来说，其实你不科学。
Well, at first I didn't quite understand. I didn't quite understand why is it that I suddenly become so open to any ideas that people proposed. And even these days, I often encounter people who said, I don't believe it. I don't believe whatever you said because I've never seen it with my own eyes. And I actually rebut it by saying that what you're saying is actually not scientific either.
现在比较了解就是开悟的人他们看到的这个世界全部都是心，那我们没有开悟的人，你都一直活在经验世界。
Why is that? So people who have become enlightened, they actually see and experience that the world that we experience, all phenomena that come across us that we experience,It's all the manifestations of your mind. It is the mind. But for people who haven't become enlightened, we filter everything through our own personal experience.
那我给一个名称，就是说，我们在经验当中，可以把关掉吗？你们听得懂吗
？Can you please turn off the phone? Thank you.
就在我们的凡夫的经验里面，其实没有相信的世界，只有经验的世界。但是我们的经验中，我们又会讲说，我相信，我不相信，对不对？但是如果从楞严经来讲，其实只有经验世界，没有相信的世界。
Actually, for ordinary sentient beings, the world that we experience is entirely based on our own experience. There's no point of talking about a world that you have faith in, the world that you believe in. Yet we talk about it as it's a truth, but actually we base all our understandings on our experience, the templates that we have in our mind.
这个好像不知道是不是楞严经的主题，不过是先从切入，先来个这个开胃菜哈。
I'm not quite sure if this is really the main theme of the Surugama Sutra, but this is one angle that we can start looking at the sutra.
因为中文的心跟西方的心不太一样啊。
One of the conundrum is that the word mind that's being used in Chinese is actually different than mind in English. They have different connotation.
那我们慢慢讲，我还是回到刚刚那个主题哈，就是我们大部分都会经验上哈，我们会说我相信，我不相信。但是我如果指出来的话，其实你是活在经验世界啊。那这怎么讲？我稍微解释一下子啊。
Actually, let me return to my previous point. What I meant by saying that even though we say, I believe in XYZ, but actually it's all really based on the things that we have tangible experience.
譬如说你大概说我相信、我大概可以活到八十岁啊，或者说我可能有一天我会什么发财，对不对啊？我会赚到一百万，对不对？这是不是相信，对不对？是不是？
So perhaps you might say, I believe that I have confidence that I will live to 80, or that one day I will earn $1 million and become rich.
那我现在就是针对这一个，其实你都可以依照这个模式来看到你相信到底是相信的世界还是经验的世界啊。
So, by using this phrase alone, let me try to explain to you, how your mind is operating, whether you're really operating on the mode of, experience, existing experience, or, truly believing in something.
比如说我相信有一天我会成功好了啦。成功的定义不知道是什么意思，成功的定义是什么？嫁到一个好老公，还是男生可能就是成功就赚了什么，赚了一百万是吧？好，我们就赚一百万好了。有一天我相信我会赚到一百万啊。那这一个是，这是一个算是相信的世界嘛，对不对？其实你有没有把握赚一百万？有可能，也有时候可能不可能，这只是相信，我相信。我相信我是可以赚到一百万哈。
So, a lot of you will say, I believe I will become successful one day. What is your definition of becoming successful? For a lady, does it mean finding a good husband or earning $1 million? What does that really mean to be successful? So when you say, I believe that I will XYZ, this is, you're projecting, and this is in the realm of, you think it's in the realm of believing or having confidence, projecting into the future.
但是当你在想说，有一天啊，我会赚一百万，就是一百万可能就是什么，就钞票一百万嘛，啊，或是你拥有什么一栋大楼，价值一百万，啊，是不是这样子？那就是说，这一个在目前来讲，它只是你在心中想象的，对不对？那有一天你会用你的眼睛看到有一座大楼，可以用手去摸到那个大楼，对不对？是不是？但是你目前正在想的时候，只是你的心中浮出了一个什么大楼这个样子，或是一个钞票，就是一叠，就是算一算大概是一百万的，是不是这样子？
So what does becoming successful or having $1 million means? Does it mean a stack of bills or a building that you own that's worth over $1 million? So these are mental pictures that you have. So perhaps one day you will be able to touch it in reality. But right now, currently, it's a mental image that arises from your mind.
好，那就以这个例子我们就来说明它。当你想到有一天我浮出一百万不管是说拿着钞票一百万还是你眼睛可以看到一百万的时候，这是你正在想的时候，这是不是你经验到你想象的一个一百万的一个我们叫做法尘，还有你自己想象的一个一栋大楼的法尘，这算不算经验世界？
So when you think of these $1 million, whether it's a stack of $100 bills or a building, these are mental objects, mental phenomena that arises from your mind. These are mental phenomena that you actually experience.
这是经验世界，对不对？你正在想的时候，这算不算经验世界？
So this is considered experiential. You're experiencing your mental phenomenon.
那至于以后，是不是你能够用眼根看到 那是以后的事了，对不对？至少就是你想象的，假设你想象的一百万跟你未来用手摸到的一百万，会不会等于？会不会等于你未来的一百万？
So whether you will actually be able to experience this $101 million with your other physical faculty, using your hand to touch it or using your eye to see it, that's later. It's a later story. We don't know yet. But as for now, this this imagery of $101 million, isn't this part of your experience, part of your mental image?
有听懂吗？啊，没听懂啊。好，我再讲。
Are you following? Let me try to explain more.
你正在想象的这一个，是不是你当下正在想的？你经验到你的想法，对不对？你的心中就浮出一个想法，这是不是经验的世界？是吗？对不对
？So when you're imagining all this.This is when you're imagining $1 million. This you have it. You're creating a mental picture, a mental image, or mental object we call. And you are experiencing this mental image, mental object.
好，那你这一个想象的一个大楼，好说，假设说你经过10年以后，你真的拥有一栋大楼，请问你想象的大楼跟你眼睛。看到或者用钱买到那个大楼有没有一样
？So whether you're imagining this building versus say 10 years later you actually own a $1 million building, are these the same or different？
你刚开始是一个模糊的100万的楼房，也许是高楼，也许真的你到最后买了一个什么？是平房，你本来是在马哈顿要买，结果。你在什么 Upstate 那天买了一个是什么平广，那都是100万，跟你当初正在想的那个有没有一样
？So, for at this time, whatever you're imagining is quite abstract. You may imagine it's a tall building that's worth $1 million, but later on, 10 years down the road, once you achieve that state, the actual building that's still worth $1 million may actually be a townhouse or a flat. So.Are these the same?
啊，好，来，对，好，要能问，对，来，你刚才坐在前面好了，那走了没？你刚才坐在这边。
我想请教法师哈，就是说，我们用举例的哈，你刚刚讲说房子有点远，譬如说，我现在想象中，我想要等会吃披萨，脑中披萨，结果等到等会12:30下去，真的有披萨。那这个想象的披萨不等于那个披萨之后呢？知道这个的目的要帮助我们什么？是说不要想，还是说你想的都是错的？
不是，好，问得很好啊，好。
A million-dollar house is maybe a little bit far down the road. Let's use something more concrete: pizza.Right now, you're thinking about you are going to eat pizza later. And when you go downstairs, there's actually pizza for lunch. So is this pizza that you conjure in your mind right now is different, obviously, than the pizza that you actually eat down the road later. But what does it do knowing this difference? What are you trying to tell us? That's a question. Are you trying to tell us to stop thinking or what?
啊、这个很实际嘛，不要抬得太遥远了啊。等下披萨，好。
This is very practical. Pizza is more concrete.
譬如说，我们在想披萨的时候，你肯定想吃披萨嘛，对不对？那你等一下，你希望你吃了披萨是什么？吃了一个很愉快的嘛？可是，是不是所有的披萨都让你吃得很愉快？也许他那个买的口味刚好不是你要的，对不对？你要的可能是某个牌子的披萨，可是下去的话可能不是你要的牌子的披萨。等一下，慢慢来。
Let's take it step by step. So this pizza that you want to eat, that you're imagining that you want to eat down later, when you have this image, that usually it's a pleasurable sensation, a pleasurable experience. But does it mean that later on when you go downstairs, you're actually going to have a pleasant experience with it? Maybe you wanted a different topping on your pizza, but what they order is something different or from a different store. So it may not necessarily result this as happy of a feeling as you had anticipated.
就是说你想象的一个披萨，对不对啊？可能是你根据过去的经验的披萨，那可能是什么？是大的，可能是小的。就是你涂出来的话，是一个很模糊的概念，你没办法很准确的，就你想象的披萨，就是等于你亲眼看到的披萨，对不对？
So this pizza that you have, this mental image that you have, it's based on your past experience. It may be a really big pizza or something that may actually be different than the actual pizza that you might eat later. And so the question continues, so what's the point of knowing this?
那目的就是说，当你吃到披萨的时候，它跟你想象的披萨是不一样的。
So what I'm trying to say is the pizza that you will eat later will be different than whatever you have created in your mind.
不是不要比较，你要很清楚，我想要的披萨跟实际上用眼睛、嘴巴吃到的披萨是不一样的，永远不一样。
So the follow-up question, does that mean we shouldn't simply don't compare? That's not the point, 法师explains.It's just that we have to be very clearly knowing that the pizza that's in your mind is different than the pizza later on you experience through your eye faculty or through your taste faculty.
另外还有一个就是很重要的，而且你下去根本就没有 pizza.
Another very important fact is maybe when you go downstairs, there won't be a pizza after all.
然后你还要等一下，你下去了以后看到没有披萨，是不是惊艳的世界？
So when you go downstairs and you see there's no pizza, isn't this also a experience, the realm of experiences?
有披萨是惊艳的世界，没有披萨也是你惊艳的世界。但是这一个有披萨跟你想象的披萨是不会一样的，你要懂得这是不一样的。所以你在想象的时候，就说我期望的东西，结果啊，怎么变成这个样子？那是因为你不懂这个道理。
So you just have to be very clear that whatever you come up in your head will not be identical to what you end up getting. Knowing this distinction is very important.
What if it is the pizza that you imagined? Like, let's say, oh, we're going to eat Domino's pizza.And they make the same pizza every time. So you go downstairs and it is the Domino's pizza you imagined.
那如果是一模一样的呢，你刚好想的是达美乐的披萨，然后就是楼下就是达美乐的披萨，那这个时候我们又该怎么观想呢？
好，来啊，来，很有意思哈。你想象的披萨通常是由一根所形成的画面哈。我不晓得你们是想披萨的时候又会糊出那一个很好吃的那种味道口感然后颜色，我不晓得你是不是能够想到它的什么样的颜色然后什么样的味道吃下去的口感，你会不会这样想到了？
So the pizza that we think about usually it's an image that's created by the mind faculty. I don't know whether for you, when you're thinking about pizza, do you actually go into that much detail thinking about the texture of pizza, the scent, the smell of the pizza, and the flavor of the pizza? Do you think about all these?
另外还有一个很重要的，你想个披萨，那个披萨是不是一停留在那边？没有，你一想就不见了。可是你下去看那个披萨的时候，它都不会消失的哦，一直直到你把它吃掉才消失。
Also, another very important fact is when you think about pizza, Does it stay there for a long time? No, actually it's gone. The thought of pizza is gone instantaneously, thought after thought. It's gone. But when you go downstairs, when there's an actual physical pizza, it won't be gone until you finish eating it. It will be there.
好，我就做一个归纳，就是说你一根所形成的一个画面或是一个东西，通常我们没有那么厉害，它是由色、声、香、味、触所组成的一个披萨，大概很不容易。可是你实体去看到的披萨，你可以透过眼、耳、鼻、舌、身而感知到的一个披萨，它你可以用五根感知到的一个披萨，一根大部分人没办法，就是说我同时什么用五根所感知到的披萨，然后出现在我的一根里面的，很不容易。
So there's a very clear distinction. The pizza that's coming up in your mind, it's again, it's an image that's created, or it's a mental object that's created by your mind. And usually, it's very, very rare that people are able to simultaneously come up with the sight of the pizza, sound, smell, taste, and touch. It's hard to come up with all these other senses with the mind alone. Versus when you go down to see the pizza, it's a pizza you experience with all five sense faculties, your eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. You experience the pizza differently.
所以这个另外一个就是说，你一根所形成的一个物质或是一个人都可以哦，不等于六根或是五根所见到的人，这是第一个。第二个，你一根所升起的人或是物，它升起会消灭，可是实质的那个什么，实质的那一个物质或是人不会消灭，至少有两个，这个两个是不一样的。
So there are two very clear distinctions that you have to keep in mind. First of all, the mental phenomenon, the mental object that's created by your mind, whether it's an object or it's a person that you're thinking of, it's not the same. It doesn't equate the person, the actual person that you often experience with your five or six sense faculties. Those are not the same. Also, whatever mental image that we come up with, this mental object that arises in our mind, it arises and perishes. Whereas outside in the real world, people don't arise and perish constantly.
那个关键点就是说你想的东西不会等于五根所见到的东西，你要很清楚这一点，你才不会什么梦幻什么破灭，早就是错误的，你自己搞不清楚。
So it's very, very important to keep in mind that whatever you are thinking about is not the same as the actual object or actual person. Otherwise, if you confuse the two, thinking whatever you are thinking is the actual person or the actual object, then of course, your delusion will be shattered.
同样的这一个例子就可以用到什么？你在交男朋友或交女朋友的话，你是交你眼根所看到的男朋友，还是在交你想象的一根的男朋友？
So, by extension, when you are going out with having a boyfriend or girlfriend, who are you really going out with? Are you going out with the actual person that you perceive with your eye, or it's a person that you have in your mind?
尤其像现在我们网络非常发达，我们叫网络什么网友，是不是？请问你是跟网友互动，还是跟你的一根互动？
So especially these days, internet is so advanced. A lot of people make new friends via the internet. When in that case, are you actually interacting with a real person or with whatever that you are creating with your own mind?
现在有一些人就是说他被网友骗了， 网友是男的，他假装是女的，所以你被骗了。其实他都讲实话，你也不曾跟他碰过，因为你是跟你什么，你的一根的网友在交流。
So sometimes people say, "Oh, I've been deluded, been cheated by so and so. He told me he's a girl. I didn't know it's actually a guy." Well, let me tell you this. Actually, even if this person is telling you the truth, you are still not really becoming friend or interacting with that actual person, because after all, you're still constantly interacting with whatever you have created with your own mind.
所以有一些人，他们跟什么初恋的情人分手以后才化解，其实他是在跟自己想象的男朋友或是女朋友在什么交往。
So that's why some people say that after they have broken up with their first true love, afterwards they suddenly realize that, oh, actually I was dating a person that's in my mind.
所以你并没有被对方抛弃啊，对不对
？So actually, you haven't been ditched by that person. It's all in your mind.
啊，你等一下，我就把这个讲完了。还有一个很关键的啊，你心中浮出一个影像，它不可能是人。
Also, a very important point is whatever image that arises, a person that's in your mind.It's an image, it's not a person.
所以虽然就是说你跟什么人分手，那你化解了啊，其实我是跟你跟我想象的男朋友在交往了，这是有点觉悟了。可是真的觉悟你要化解，其实我根本就是跟自己的什么一个妄想在互动。
So even if you have broken up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, So first level, you can think, oh, actually, after all, I have been interacting with a lot of my own thoughts, a lot of my mental images. This has been going on throughout the entire time that we've been going out.
好，你要问，来，因为他们要录音。对，你不讲的话，他们不知道在问什么。没有，他没有按，要变成绿灯，要按一下子变成绿灯，再按一下。
请问法师，经验跟发愿有没有相连？
So the question is, how do experience the world that we experience relate to making vows?
一定有关联的，因为我们在活在我们的经验世界。那你发愿，你是希望未来的某一种经验世界会出现。
They are related, because we are living in a experiential world. And usually when people make vows or make wishes, you're hoping that.A desirable state will manifest in your experiential world sometime down the road.
然后，我们讲好听叫做花宴啊，我希望找到一个如意郎君，其实也算是花宴。
So if you put it nicely, you can say, "Oh, we're all making vows." So sometimes people, when they are hoping to find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. If you can also say they are trying to make a vow.
应该愿，有时候是我们叫愿跟意啊，愿跟意哈，愿跟意啊，还有是愿跟期待，它的一个可能比较主要的差别是，你是为人的，那个是为己的，然后才分说啊，为己的为。为己的愿叫做意，为别人的意叫做愿。
So, actually, there is a distinction between vows or either your own expectation or desires. So usually whatever that you have made, that's really for yourself, personal benefit. It's either a desire or expectation. Only the ones that you make to benefit others, those are considered as vows.
然后另外还有一个比较、哎、主要的差别是意、哦、通常你意是希望某种现象出现，那愿会比较属于就是说我面对现象，然后我能够开发出一个这种良好特质的心态或之间不太一样。
Usually when it's related to desires or expectations, usually we hope that a preferred, a desirable state will manifest in our experience, in our world, in sometime down the future. Versus when you're making a vow, it usually entails hoping that no matter what kind of situation arises, we will be able to develop the right mentality, the right the way of perceiving things to deal with the situation optimally.
然后愿比如说我愿我、一帆什么风顺对不对，你是希望现象都合你的意，那如果是那个意啦、哦、那如果是愿的话就是说不管怎么样我都调整了态度，然后对你来讲也是一帆风顺，可是你是什么，你是借着现象当中调整态度，那这一个是愿是可以在这个当中你借着这一个你未来的期待，那你转化你的心态或转，也是如果能来转化你的知见，那这个愿跟意就不一样了，一个是现象面的，一个是心态面的知见面的转换。
So another distinction is when you have a wish, a desire, expectation, usually, for instance, some people will wish that I will have a smooth sailing the rest of my life, nothing difficult, no obstacles in my life. Again, this is hoping the situations will go according to your wish. Versus when you make a vow, you're hoping that you will develop the right mentality to, in order to transform your own understanding and transform your own views to deal with all sorts of situations. In that kind of scenario, you will also experience a life of smooth sailing, but it's the focus is actually on transforming your own understanding and your view of seeing things.
那在西方也有，我就是很早以前就看到一句话哈，好像是艾森豪将军，他说，愿我哈，他不期待哈，不期待一路顺风。啊、他是愿他上帝能够赐给他克服障碍的勇气。
So I even read this very early on. I think it was, it's a quote from maybe President Eisenhower, where he said, I don't wish for having no obstacles in my life, but I hope that God will grant me the courage to overcome all obstacles.
啊、如果我们 换成佛法的话，同样的、哦、我不期待 一帆风顺，我愿我真心里面的智慧、哦、能够生出，然后不要老是在愚痴，所以那个上帝跟可能上帝就可以叫做什么，就是你本来就具有的这一个智慧或是真心，我不需要依靠上帝、哦、
So if we take that and use itIn Buddhism, we can say that I don't hope that everything will go according to my wishes, go in favor of me. I actually wish that the wisdom of my true mind will arise to help me deal with all sorts of situations. In this case, perhaps we can even equate God with our true mind, that there's no reliance on God. It's really about developing our own wisdom in the true mind.
我们在我们现在我们那个真心或是佛心、哦、就是楞严经讲的那个佛心一直跟着你在的，其实也不是说一直跟着你在的，你其实你就是真心，你就是真心。
So whether oftentimes these terms are used interchangeably, true mind or the Buddha mind, you could say that they've always been with you. And actually, that's not even the deepest understanding. The true understanding is you are the true mind. The true mind is you.
那这一个，现在我们就可以直接进入到主题哈。其实整个楞严经都在讲这个真心啊，那这个真心有时候有不同的名称，在楞严经有讲到真心、空性、觉性、般若、法身、真如、涅槃。
So now we can actually go into the focus, the main topic of the Sugama Sutra, talking about this true mind. That's the focus of the entire sutra, describing it and dispelling misunderstandings about it. There are actually different terminology that has been used to try to capture different aspects of the true mind. So you may have heard empty nature,the awakening nature, the Bodhi mind, prajna, dharma body, nirvana, or true suchness. These are all referring to the true mind.
但是在我们的经验上，就是有种种的什么山河大地、花花世界，就是有我们所感知的现象面。跟一个能感知的，我们就是在讲的真心或是心，在我们的经验上是这个样子的。
Based on our current experience, no matter what the sutra has been talks about, we still feel that there is an external world, external phenomenon, the mountain, the river, the exterior world, versus.There's a mind that is perceiving this external world. There's this dichotomy.
那这一个从觉悟者来讲，全部是心。可是从我们的经验，从我们一般凡夫的经验来讲，是有心，还有什么有物。
From the perspective of someone who's enlightened, actually everything is the mind.But from our perspective, we constantly still feel that there's external phenomenon versus there's a mind.
那楞严经就会讲到，就是我们为什么从一个真心，那变成有心，还有这些什么种种的世界的种种的现象，还有这些人啊，身心现象、物理现象，还有什么精神现象，为什么变成那么多？他会去解释，就是说，为什么你看到的是什么，有这么多呢？那你的开悟者是什么？是只有真心而已。可是对我们来讲，我们的经验世界是有心，有山河大地，还有这个什么人事物。那我们的经验又是人事物，又是在什么？又是在你感知的身体的外面。
So the Sugama Sutra explains why is it that initially there's this true mind and then duality arises where we now experience there's a mind versus the world or other people or different sort of mental or physical phenomenon or the materialistic phenomenon.External objects, external situations, matters. Why is it that all these views arises from the true mind?
那楞严经一开场其实就要，这楞严经其实它就是要讲到佛所提证这个真心，没有什么，全部都是真心，没有什么物啊、人啊。这样的真心，那只好就是跟阿仁商量哦，他就是他当什么
男主角，
不是男主角还是他是配角哦，那就是为了要讲这部经，就是可能就已经会前会报开了多少次了哈、哦。 那等一下我们来讲他们是怎么样去演这出戏，是不是？
So in the very beginning of the sutra, Suragama Sutra is going to talk about this mind and all these deluded views. And so I'm guessing that they actually have talked about this even before the Buddha expounded on the sutra, and they've decided, oh, Ananda should play the role of the clown, the joker, or the victim, and then having this dialogue. And having this dialogue with the Buddha, trying to get at the aspect, the essence of the true mind.
那我就是很快的，经典是讲了很多，让我很快的再用三句话就把它讲完了。那是阿难去偷钵，然后碰到摩登伽尼，那摩登伽尼想要用咒语把他拐走，对不对？然后佛就放一道光把他救回来，然后就问他：你为什么要出家？
So the beginning of the sutra, they actually spent quite a few pages on it, but I'm actually going to capture it by three sentences. So Ananda went out to ask for alms around, and then because Ananda is really handsome, so this prostitute wanted to attract him by using mantras.Using mantras and magics, try to elude him and bring him into her nest. And so when Ananda was about to break the precepts, the Buddha uses another mantra to bring him, rein him back in. And then, while he's full of repentance, Ananda asks the Buddha, and the Buddha asks him, so what was the initial motivation for you to become a monk, and that's the beginning of the sutra.
那阿难当然就是说，因为看到佛的三十二相好，生欢喜心啊，所以才出家。那佛就问：那你用什么看到？那用什么东西生欢喜心？那一般人一定会讲说：我用眼睛看到，用心啊生欢喜嘛。接下来佛陀就问：那心在哪里？
So Ananda answered, oh, I became a monastic because I observed your 32 wondrous marks, and I was attracted by that, and that brought great joy to me. That's why I've decided to leave home and become a monk. And then the Buddha asked Ananda, in that case, what is it, what did you use to perceive the 32 wondrous mark?And what is it that you have used to give forth this, this joyous mind? So what did you use to see these 32 marks?
其实阿难回答说，我是用眼睛看到，用心感觉。其实这个本身是错误的。从佛陀来讲，它本身是错误的。用眼睛看到，用什么？用心，就是感觉欢喜。其实这个都不是佛陀所要讲的那个真心。
So another answer, I used my eyes to perceive the 32 wondrous marks, and I used my mind to feel this overjoy of seeing these 32 marks and wanting to become a monastic. From the point of view of the Buddha, these are fundamentally erroneous views. And so he tried to explain and to try to break these deluded thinkings.
那当然佛陀问阿难心在哪里，就是就我们的众生的经验，我们的一般人会说心在身体里面、哦、那西方人可能说心在这边，对不对？是不是？
So the Buddha asked Ananda, so where is your mind? Where's the mind? And oftentimes for us, we tend to answer, the mind is in my body. Or maybe perhaps the English speakers will say, the mind is in the head.That would be a common answer.
我就问西方人，是不是你们说你心在哪里？你们是不是觉得在这边？
So to the English speakers, if I ask you where's your mind, what would you say? Where's your mind?
大家，西方人都在这边嘛。
So Westerners tend to say it's here.
那一个是心的功能之一哈，不是，佛陀所要讲的那一个心。那好。那你死掉以后，那颗心跑到哪里去了？
So the one that you're referring to here, those are actually just part of the functions of the mind. It's not the true mind that the Buddha is trying to capture. So, and then I can further ask you this question. After you die, where had your mind go? Where is your mind when you die?
是从这边飞出去，回到什么？飞到上帝那边去，是不是从这边飞到去？
Does it then fly away from here and then go to heaven to look for God?
可能希望我会讲说 soar 是不是？ soar 就跑到那边去嘛，哈。
A common phrase that's been used is the concept of soul. The soul leaving the body and going somewhere.
那这样就蛮有一个问题哈。soar 躲在身体里面躲在哪里哈？这是第一个问题。soar 躲在身体躲在哪里？那麦跟 soar 是什么关系？
So this immediately leads to a question. If you say when you're alive, the soul is inside your body, where? Where's your soul? Exactly where is it hiding? And then also, what is the relationship between your soul and the mind?
我不知道希望能怎么回答，有没有思考做这个问题？这个谁？打过谁？这个
？Have you ever thought about this question? The one that's dozing off, Robert? Where's the mind in your, where's soul in your body? And what's the relationship between?
Yeah, 有没有想过这个问题
？Between soul and the mind, have you ever thought of it? Anyone want to take a stab at it?
啊，来。
I think that the soul and the mind are like two different colors.
A different color.
But it's colors.That's how I see it.
对我来说，灵魂跟心，好像是就像两个不同的颜色一样。
好，那我就问，就是心有没有认知功能？那灵魂有没有认知功能？还是两个都有认知功能
？My next question would then be.Does the mind has the ability to perceive and cognize? Or does the soul have the same ability as well to perceive, to be aware? Do they all exhibit these functions? The mind versus the soul.
还有就是说，如果你去开刀的时候，你这个 soul 或是你这个 mind 躲在哪里去了？
Also another interesting question to explore is when you have a surgery and undergo anesthesia, where is it? Where is your mind or where is your soul in those situations?
We're to vacation.
They have gone on vacation.
所以这一个在这个部分其实它都可以从就楞严经讲，他会讲，就是一个真心。那你的身体只是真心的一个功能，是真心透过身体，透过眼睛看，真心也可以不用透过眼睛看，因为真心本身就是有看的功能。
So according to the sutra, true mind.Our body is merely one function of this true mind. We can see through our eyes, but actually the mind has the ability to see even without the eye.
所以这一个阿难就是说我们在第一章的时候，阿难就回答说我的心在身体里面，那佛陀就讲说不对。就阿拉马上讲说在什么在外在中间在什么什么境内好像就总共有七个了佛陀全部讲说错那最主要佛陀在讲心的时候其实他是以既有见闻觉知功能的但是他是无形无相的才是真正你的心所以他来否定其他的通通不是这颗心
So when the Buddha asked Ananda this question, where is the mind? He first ventured out, Ananda first ventured by saying, oh, it's inside my body. Buddha said, no, it's outside my body then. No, it's in my faculties. No, it's within, it's in the middle. No, it's non-attached. No, no, no. So he proposed, Ananda proposed seven different answers, and it has all been negated by the Buddha. Actually, what the Buddha was trying to say is, the true mind that the Buddha is trying to capture is the mind has ability to perceive and it has awareness, yet itself it has no form and no particular form. And this is the nature of the true mind.
譬如说阿伦第一个是他是回答佛说我的心在身体里面对不对、啊、这是大家的经验嘛、啊因为你会觉得你的心在你的身体里面所以我这个人是在你的身体正前方对不对我讲话的声音是在你的正前方旁边的人是在你的身体的右方因为什么你可以以身体为中心去感觉到其他的什么对象在你这个身体的什么的地理位置正前后是哪一个也就是说因为你感觉其他的东西都在身体 的相关的位置所以就你的心你就会感觉心在身体里面
So when when the Buddha first asked Ananda, he said the mind is inside the body. And this answer is actually based on our daily experience. Isn't this what we experience, that our mind is in our body? For instance, I'm talking right now. You feel that I'm directly in front of you. You feel this way because you use this, our physical body as our center. And there's a person sitting to my right, to my left. Again, you use this body as a vantage point to perceive everything outside, relative to your physical body.
那在这里面，阿难佛陀就是阿难讲说在身体里面，那佛陀其实就有一个很简单的例子啊，这个比较容易懂的例子，就是说，如果你的心在身体里面，就相当有一个人在房屋里面，那他往外看，一定是先看到什么？房屋里面在什么？在透过房屋的窗户往外看嘛，对不对？假设在里面的话，应该先看到房屋里面的东西。那看了以后呢，再从窗户再看到往外的东西嘛。可是我们的一般人，你不觉得你能够看到你的内脏什么什么肠啊、肚啊、不成啊，对不对？所以就表示这个是错误的啊。
So Ananda first said the mind is inside my body, and so a quick way to dislodge this argument would be.You can use the parallel as someone inside a house, inside a room. If you are inside a room, usually what do we see first? We see the interior of the room before we, through the windows, see the outside of the room. So in that case, if you say the mind is inside the body, shouldn't we be able to see all our internal organs, the stomach and the intestine, the heart?But that's not our experience. People don't see their internal organs. So the view of the mind is inside the body is erroneous.
这个用逻辑、啊、的推理来证明你是错误的，这是楞严经所讲的、啊、如果禅师他不是这样子来证明你是错误的，他是另外一个讲法。
This is the way the sutra, Surugama Sutra, had used to dislodge this view of the mind is inside the body using logic. But if this is with a Chan master, a Chan master wouldn't answer it this way.
这里面有一个很关键的啊，你在讲说我的心在身体里面，这是不是你所想的想法？那个心正在讲，那颗心才是你啊，不是你的想法是你啊，有没有听懂？
So when you say or when you think, my mind is inside my body, that's merely a thought, a concept that came up by the mind. But what is it that's coming up with this concept or this thought of the mind is inside the body, right? What is this thing that's coming up with the concept? That thing is the true mind. It's not the concept itself.
其实他再回到你正在讲的时候，请问你正在讲的时候，你的心在哪里？能够既有见闻觉知的心在哪里？
So as you are answering, as you are saying, my mind is inside my body. When you say that, what is it that's saying this thing?
那如果譬如说你们看我的脸，请问你的心在哪里？
Another example, if you are looking at my face, where's your mind?
西方人可能就叫做 attention, 因为你的 attention 在这边，对不对？
Some people may say that, use the term attention. I'm paying attention to your face.
可是从那个心来讲，就是说你的心，明哪里，哪里就是你的心。
But the true essence of the true mind is whatever object or whatever phenomenon that the mind is attending to, that itself is the mind.
譬如说你们现在在听，你有时候你的心，所谓明就是什么？这颗心明我的语言叫做听，你这颗心明我的表情叫做看，对不对？你这颗心去哇，腰好酸，就是你的心去明腰叫做什么？感觉。你这颗心去禀你的想法，我们叫做什么？思考，全部都是这颗心的什么的那种功能。那因为不同的功能，我们就跟他讲说：哦，见、闻、觉、知。
So when the mind illuminates verbal expressions, we call it hearing. When the mind illuminates my facial expressions, we call that seeing. When the mind illuminates the sensations of, oh, my back is hurting, then it's a physical sensation. It's a feeling, sense. When the mind illuminates your thoughts, we call it thinking, the thoughts. That's what we're referring to, be able to see, being able to hear, and to feel, and to think.
那在里面它其实它很快的啊，就是很关键点的一个东西，就是什么，你这个心明我这样的一个表情，是因为表情才有这个对象，你才有明的主体，有没有？你是因为一个客体才能够讲到说那个明的主体叫做看啊，有时候我们叫做眼视。那当你的心去明你的腰的时候，这时候你的心是因为腰痛而有什么？而有明的功能。那在明腰痛的时候，刚才明这一个脸部的这一个心就什么？就消失了，对不对？你的心跑来明你的腰部，对不对？那这一个会因为对象而有的心也会因为对象的消失而消失，这不是不生不灭的那颗真心。
So, if your mind is trying to illuminate my or read my facial expression, it illuminates, it perceives the facial expression, because of this object that's being perceived, then.Relatively, we can talk about there's this mind that is illuminating it, that's perceiving it, and the actual operation is called seeing. Later on, when you feel a back pain, then you attend to your back pain, then the back pain becomes the object, and there's this mind that's attending to this back pain. Again, this is a dualistic.Object and subject of illuminating, of perceiving. When you are actually, at that time, when it's perceiving the back pain, the earlier function of attending to the facial expression has already perished. It's gone. So it comes and goes, arises and perishes. This mind that attends to different things and arises and perishes, that is not the true mind that we're talking about. The true mind that we're talking about is actually, it doesn't arise and perish. It's always there.
那在第一章其实有个大概有两个很重要两个三个很重要的观念，就是我们众生会流转，会轮回流转，主要是你把那一颗心一下明我的脸部，一下明你的思考，一下明你的什么腰啊腿啊，一下明什么明衣服啊，一下明菜啊，那一下明你的，哎，等一下我要回去的，明你的想法，明来明去就跑来跑去的，就是因为各种对象而有的心，那个对象叫做缘，有没有缘？各种缘就是对象，那你去抓这个缘，叫攀缘，就是什么像八卦不是八爪什么？八爪鱼就是那个心，就这样抓来抓去的。那我们把这颗心当成我，那这样的话，你的什么，这种叫做流转。而且它这个是什么？是虚有流转，是你没有流转，但是你也以为那个是你，所以我们勉强叫做虚有流转。
So in chapter one of the sutra, there are actually three very important concepts. First.The fact that we sentient beings go through the cyclical cycle of birth and death, going through the six realms, that is because we mistakenly, erroneously take a false mind, the mind that attends to different objects and perceive these different objects and it arises and perishes. We take that erroneous mind, the mind that grasps onto different conditions,different situations, this grasping mind, we take that, perceive that as the self. Because of that, then we undergo this continuous cycle of life and birth.
那这颗心啊，是因为对象而有。那在因为对象而有以后，就产生一个情况，结果你把认知的对象当成你。
So this erroneous mind arises because of because of an object. Because there's an object to be perceived, so there's this subject of perceiver. What the problem is, eventually we make the mistake of we take whatever we perceive, this object, as the self, as the mind.
那在楞严经讲叫做认物为己。
And the phrase that's used in the Surgama Sutra is that we mistakenly take objects as the self.
所谓物就是几个例子来讲，你们现在身体是不是你感知的一个对象？那是一个物。
So let's use a very easy example. Our physical body.Isn't this physical body an object that we perceive? It's an object.
还有我讲话的声音是一个你所感知的一个物质，对不对？结果你是会把声音当成什么？当成法师。
Or also, my voice, as I'm talking right now, it's an object of sound.But the mistake we make is we take this sound, this voice, as Dharma Master, as the 法师。
还有，你们不知道有没有经验？你在开车，然后很远的看到有一个人在这样啊，在台湾这边不知道有没有啊？台湾就这样一个，你以为是交通警察，就看来原来是一个什么假人这样。
I don't know if they use this here in the U.S., but in Taiwan, when you're driving, sometimes from very far away, you may see a person that's doing this, waving. It's actually a mannequin. But we mistakenly take that as the actual policeman.
其实不管是真的还是假的，你看到都是一个物质，但是你会把物质当成人。
Whether it's a mannequin or an actual person, whatever you see is a mental image, a physical object, but we take that as the actual person.
好，比如你看到，你现在看到那边有一个人，你现在这个第一个错误就是那个是一个物，不是人，也是第一个错误。然后第二想说，哎呀，那边有一个警察，你又把这样的想法当成是什么？当成是你，我们可能不知道，这只是我一个感知的想法，结果你把感知的想法，这是物，不是你，就我们把感知的想法当成什么？当成我，我看到了，我想到了，把我想到了当成我。
So the first mistake is misperceiving, thinking that whatever that you see is the actual policeman, as an actual person. The second mistake is that you come up with a thought that, oops, there's a policeman. The mistake is perceiving this thought as a self, as me.
譬如说你讲说他都不理我、哦、其实你要注意看看哦，他不理我的表情啊啊，或是不理我的讲话的内容，对不对？是不是？不然他要理你什么东西？有没有知道？他不理我，有吗
？So sometimes, another life example, you may be complaining, he's ignoring me. What is it?That is ignoring you. Is it his facial expression or things that he's saying? Well, if it's not these, either facial expression or the actual content of the speech, what else could be doing the ignoring?
我记得有一次我们有一个菩萨哈，他写我很久，那一直鼓励他先生来写我，他先生都不要。有一天他先生终于开始看经典了、哦、深入经章，他最后就哇非常投入、啊、结果他发觉糟糕了，他打扮的然后什么嘴唇有什么有擦口红、哦、他都没有注意到、啊、他说都没有看到我，是没有看到你的口红还是看到你，他说都不理我、啊、其实他是理经典，他跟你理的色相，结果你是把什么把你所感知的色相当成你，有没有、啊、他还学佛呢。
So there's also another example. We have a long time volunteer who has been quite devoted to studying Buddha Dharma, has been very active, and this person has been trying to get her husband to be interested in Buddhism as wellBut the husband just wouldn't budge. Then suddenly, one day, the husband suddenly became very interested in Buddha Dharma and then started to study very seriously and really deeply enter the sutra. And then when this happened, now this volunteer who had initially wanted to urge her husband to study Buddha Dharma started to complain that,Now I put on lipsticks and he doesn't even see me, or he doesn't even pay attention to me anymore. So what is it that you want him to see? Is it seeing you or seeing this, your lipsticks? You know, what is it that you're using you're referring to as me? Or when you say he is ignoring me, what is this me? This physical body that you perceive that then this volunteer had already made the initial...mistake of mistakening her physical forms as the self. And this is someone who is well steeped in Buddha Dharma for a long time already, and she's still making this fundamental mistake.
当你说他不理我，没有看我，你是不是把你的脸部的感觉当成你？脸部感觉是你被感知的哦，对不对？被你感知了脸部的感觉，然后因为你去照镜子，那因为我有 照镜子也有看到了我是什么，我也有擦口红嘛，那你现在看到他没有看到，你有没有办法看到自己擦口红？没有嘛，对不对？你不可能说我拿个镜子说，哎，你看到我那个没有嘛？一定是你刚刚早上什么照着镜子，那看到镜子里面有一个口红，对不对？你脸部有口红，那你就把它背起来，对不对？把它记起来，然后接下来你就看到他有没有注意这个部分，对不对？其实那个是你感觉的一个什么一个影像，那你是你。
So when you say that he is not seeing, he doesn't see me anymore, he's ignoring me. So you put on the lipstick in the morning. So first of all, you mistakenly perceive this physical sensation of your face as a self. And then you look at the mirror, you see yourself putting on lipstick and it looks good. You take this as a mental image, this memory of yourself looking good in the mirror as the self. So that's another mistake.And then later on, you compare, you attend to whether his eyes, whether he has directed his gaze at my lips to see me wear lipstick or not. That's another mistake of perceiving this physical sensation as a self.
总而言之就是我们众生任物为己，就是你把你所感知的现象当成我，那这个感知的现象会什么？会起来会消失，而且它是什么？最重要，它是没有感知能力的物质。那我怎么可能是一个没有无知无觉的物质
？So the mistake is we take whatever we perceive, the object that we perceive as the self, as the mind.And yet, whatever phenomenon that arises, this object that we perceive, these actually arises and perish. They will arise and perish. And also, another important difference is these phenomena themselves does not have awareness. They do not have the ability to perceive, to have feelings, or to have cognition. So how could I...The logic would be, how could I be those phenomena that doesn't have the ability to perceive? I perceive, so why is there a mistake of taking those phenomena as a self?
还有就是什么，我们日常生活当中，相片是无知无觉的，可能怎么可能是你？镜子的那个影像是无知无觉的，怎么可能是你？
And another experience that we have on a daily basis is,photographs, the image that's on the photograph, the image doesn't have sensations or feelings or thoughts. How could that be me? Or when you look at yourself in the mirror, the image itself doesn't have feelings and thought. How could you say that is me?
还有是说，我过去都帮助他，现在他花季了不理我。请问，这些是你的想法还是你？
Or you may be saying that, oh, I have helped that person so much in the past, and now he has become rich, and he ignores me now. He doesn't even pay attention to me. Let me ask you, is this a thought that came up, or is the thought you?
所以我们基本上就是众生整天都是以把感知的物，那包括色相、感受、想法当成我。
So the problem is, us ordinary sentient beings, day in and day out, we take these perceived objects as the self. And these objects include physical forms or feelings, sensations, as well as our thoughts. These are all objects, but we take these objects as the self.
我们在自我对话的时候，是不是你的想法，还有你的一些什么画面？那是被你感知的，里面有没有你？是被你感知的物质。
So when you're having a dialogue with yourself, it's you having a you're stringing together all these mental images and having an interaction with these mental image. Are these thoughts that you come up with the concept of you yourself? These are concepts. These are not you.
好，那我们现在你们现在大家最。就直接经验的，你们坐在这边的身体是被你感知的，还是你？
So let me ask you a most direct question. This body that's sitting here right now, is this an object of your awareness or is this you?
是你被你感知一个对象，对不对？ 对不对？ 不是能感知的那颗心，对不对？
So this physical body is an object of your awareness, of your perception. It's an object. It's not the mind. It's not you itself.
所以就是禅宗就是要转化任务为己到那一颗能认知的心，那它无形无相的，他们就用各种方式来等于是反问或是逼问这些就是善根已经具足的人去探讨，那最后他找到他的真正那一颗不动的心的时候，我们就叫开悟。
So in the school of Chan, the point is to reverse this deluded thinking of taking objects, whatever it's physical object or mental object, taking this object as a self, trying to reverse it and get back to what is this mind that is in itself formless and it's unmoving. So different masters use all sorts of methods to try to get at it and trying to break you away from this deluded thinking and to bring back to the, to this unmoving mind.
所以我们有一句话叫做问什么，拖着死尸的是谁，对不对？这个身体，为什么叫死尸？因为什么？它本来就不会动的，是你的什么？你的心，就是等于是打开引擎，然后加个油，然后它就会动的。里面有一个司机，对不对？让这部这个尸体动，对不对？所以我们就在反问，就是让这个尸体动来动去的里面那一个司机是谁？叫做拖着的死尸是谁？
So for Hua Tou meditation, there is a Hua Tou that's asking, who is it that's dragging the corpse around, this dead corpse? Because our physical body, it cannot move on its own. It's the mind that is controlling, it's the driver in this body that's making it move. So the question is, who is this driver? Who is it that's dragging the corpse around?
所以也有一个人就是有一个禅师就问一个禅宗，就尸体在哪里？尸体在这边，人在哪里？就他这样就开悟了啊。So
there's a koan that one of the Chan masters asked one of his disciples, look, there's a dead corpse here. Where's the mind? And that person became enlightened.
当然最常见的就是我看到禅宗最常见的就是什么，从六祖开始就问，七祖怀朗，就说你从哪里来？他说我从蓝叶，蓝叶过来还是蓝翼，蓝叶过来，那种什么东西这样来？就是什么东西让你这个身体过来？那个是什么东西？我记得蓝叶是很。 很这个大禅师嘞，他还参了三年才开悟。
So starting from the sixth patriarch, one of the very common question is he asked the seventh patriarch, Huairang, where did you come from? 南岳, this place called 南岳, 南玉. And the question is, and the question is, what is it that's making, that's enabling the coming. What is it that's enabling the coming? And even for the seventh patriarch, who's a really well-cultivated practitioner, he even took three years to penetrate the question.
所以现在因为常听这一个，现在大家知道说，等一下是身体要去吃饭，不是心要去吃饭，对不对？
So after hearing this so many of explain over and over, a question you can ask is, later on when we go down for lunch, is it the body that's going down to eat or your mind?
所以以后你要回家的时候，最好你内心当中是知道说这个身体要回家，但是我的心也没有回家，不太清楚。
So when you go home, it will be good for you to have this, carry this awareness, understanding that, yes, this physical body is going home. As to the mind, I don't quite know yet.
但是你在跟人家平常在跟人家讲话，跟我们的菩萨讲话说，哎，我的身体要回，这个身体要回家 ，OK。跟外人不能这样讲，人家会觉得很奇怪。
But you can only have this kind of dialogue with people around here in the Chan Center. You can say, oh, it's my body that's going home. But when you talk to people outside, don't say that. People are going to think you're weird.
但是你当你在提说我要回家的时候，最好你知道这个我是无形无状，既有见闻觉知的一个功能啊。那这个东西，它其实它是没有回家，是这样的力量让身体在东珠禅师出现，然后再让这个身体出现在你家里面。可是那一个东西，我还要找找看它在哪里。
So it's important to carry this understanding. When you say, I am going home, know that when you say I, this I or the mind itself is formless, yet it has the ability to see, to perceive, and to have awareness. This mind itself doesn't really go anywhere, but it has the ability to make the physical body go home or come to the Chan Center. It's a function of the mind. The body is a function of the mind. As to where is your mind? Maybe it's a good question for me to mull over.
然后你在跟人家对话的时候，你也可以说，这个位置我所感知的五蕴，跟一公子前我所感知的五蕴，都是物，都是被我感知的东西。然后这一个里面，我这一个什么？这个真心呢，空无一物的那个真心，跟他那个空无一物的真心有没有在互动
？And also, when you're having a conversation with people, you perceive your five skandhas, and you can then ask yourself, is this the five skandha that's here? It's an object of my perception. It's something that I'm aware of. It's not me.And is this the same or different than the five skandhas that's 1 meter away? And what is this mind that is in itself is doesn't contain anything at all?
然后这个对方骂这个无印的时候，你就记住声音骂声音。
So if someone is yelling at you, actually yelling at the five skandha, then you can remind yourself, it's merely a sound that is yelling at another sound.
那你还要知道说，一公尺前的声音跟什么，这个当下住在我一公分之间的声音都是什么，我感知的物。
Also, the person standing.If the person standing in front of you that's making all these noise, yelling at you, that all these noise, the sound that's 1 meter away versus my own sound, that's 1 centimeter away, my own sound, these are still all objects of my perception.
然后如果你这个五音听得不舒服，产生火大，产生生气，你就说这一个是一个什么？是一个生气的现象。
And then when you get angered by whatever that's being said, then again, remind yourself, this is a phenomenon. The anger is merely a phenomenon, an object.
啊，你如果记不了那么多，你就记住师父讲的，无印骂无印。
If you can remember all these, just remember what 师父said. It's the five skandha that's yelling at a five skandha.
那都是你心中所认知的A 跟你认知的 B 在互动而已。
It's merely a concept A and concept B that's being perceived by your mind, and these concepts are interacting with each other.
啊，所以如果你这个你现前这个无印生气了，不需要把生气什么变成不生气，你只要知道说这一个无印是我感知的无印，那我那一个 无形无相的心会生气吗？还是我感知到一个生气的现象？
So when this five skanda is getting angered by the situation, then you can remind yourself it's the five skanda that's having these unpleasant sensations and it's giving the feeling of anger. But does my mind, does it become angry?
好，等一下我们的无因要去吃饭了哈。那在他们的讲，他们叫做什么？你用你的方式讲，就是无因去吃饭，对不对？你是嘴巴吃饭啊，但是对比较厉害的人是心吃心，是心吃心。
It's about lunch time now, so we go downstairs to have our lunch, and you can say it's the five skanda that's eating lunch or the mouth that's eating lunch. But for someone who's at a higher level, they might actually say it's the mind eating the mind.
应该是嘴巴是物嘛，迷也是物，对不对？食物也是物嘛，物吃物，对不对？是不是物吃物？那就问看那知道的心在哪里？
The mouth is an object that's perceived by the mind. So is the rice. The rice is also an object. So the object is eating the object.But where is this mind? The mind that can perceive all these, where is it?
所以现在有一个另外一个五音在着急了，我这个五音要赶快停下来。
There's another set of five skandhas anxious now that I should stop the talk, so I will end it here today.